What's tonight? Monday night, Shara Bechina. Okay, please indulge me. And one more night, instead of learning Chovos Halvavos, we'll learn what the Chovos Halvavos is up to. Chovos Halvavos now spends three paragraphs talking about the human brain and all the koichas that are found in the human brain. And I had a very, I had a Shara Bechina experience when I Googled it. So I spent 15 minutes. And I couldn't find anything about the brain that was able to be... It was just too much. Every place I went to about the brain had so much information and so much complexity, I couldn't find a way to whittle it down. What?
You went to
House Stuff First. The brain is, like, unbelievably complex. It was just too much. Then I finally, like, number 15 or 16 on Google, I found this thing for children, like basically for children. Okay. So we're learning Chovos Halvavos. This is Chovos Halvavos. He mamish does this, except he lived 1,000 years ago. We know much more now, and the truth is, like I always say, the more you know, the more complex it is. It's even, like, he could have written reams and reams more. And he even says that he's only writing bare bones stuff. He's not writing as complex as it really is. And that was 1,000 years ago. But again, the point of this is to just, to Hashem's Chochma, Hashem's Gvura, and Hashem's Chesed. That's what Shara HaBechina is teaching us, and it can't be an Oved Hashem Amiti, Chovos Halvavos says, without studying these things so as to develop your sense of gratitude to Hashem, which is the source and the basis of our avoda, according to the Chovos Halvavos. There are other philosophical mahalchim, but certainly the Chovos Halvavos, and I feel the Ramban, and about Yetzias Mitzrayim, why this ties into the morale I said over. The Ramban also says, I think, it seems to me, that the source of our Avodas Hashem should be that sense of gratitude. He talks about a sense of gratitude for Yetzias Mitzrayim, but that's like the birth of the nation. Chovos Halvavos is talking about each personal individual, but you want to talk about the Jewish people, so it's the birth of a nation. So, please give me 10 minutes, whatever. I'll read it quickly. And this is the Chovos Halvavos. Then after Pesach, we'll go back to learning Chovos Halvavos. I believe that. We'll see. How do you remember the way to your friend's house? Why do your eyes blink without you thinking about it? Where do dreams come from? Your brain is in charge of these things and a lot more. The brain is the boss of your body. It runs the show and controls just about everything you do, even when you're asleep. Okay, your brain has many different parts that work together. That's part of what the Chovos Halvavos says is the Pilei HaBriah, that you have different things that work together. It's like, that's a pele. Like in the muscles, and the bloodstream, and the this and that. Like it comes together and works. So this I remember from school, rather, the first two. Cerebrum and cerebellum. And then the brainstem and the pituitary gland. That's part of the brain. I did not know that. I didn't know a lot of things, but that I for sure didn't know. And the hypothalamus. Okay, the biggest part is the cerebrum. That's 85% of the brain's weight. That's the thinking part of your brain, which they have no idea, right? How the brain thinks. Like, how that happens. Like, where does it come from? Where does it come from? And controls your voluntary muscles, the ones that move when you want them to. So you can't do anything without your cerebrum. When you're thinking hard, you're using your cerebrum, solve a math problem, figure out a video game, draw a picture. Your memory is in the cerebrum, short-term memory and long-term memory. The cerebrum helps you reason. When you make a cheshbon, you better do your homework now because you want your mother to take you to a movie later. The cerebrum has two halves, with one on either side of the head. The present thinking is that the right half helps you think about abstract things like music, colors, and shapes. And the left half is more analytical, helping you with math, logic, and speech. They do know for sure that the right half of the cerebrum controls the left half of your body and the left half controls the right side, which is why lefties are geniuses. I'm a lefty. Cerebellums is this, okay? So that's thinking, everything. Well, not everything, I guess. We're going to see more, but that's when you think of the brain and it thinks and you do things and your brain sends messages. So that's all in the cerebrum, okay? And memory. So it's like the pashtas, if you would list the things your brain does, so that's in the cerebrum. Then there's something called the cerebellum. It's a lot smaller, an eighth of the size. It controls balance, movement, and coordination. See, when you always have these shadows of lefties and righties with tefillin, right? And I think we talked about when shilas come up. I think it was when you have ksiva versus other things. I think Rav Moshe really says that what usually ends up happening is that it's strength versus coordination. That many people have more strength in one hand, but more coordination in the other. I'm pretty sure Rav Moshe. And ksiva is not like some weird gzeres hakosav. The point of it is, but the point of ksiva is coordination. I just interviewed a kid to decide what hand he should put tefillin on. Banging the habit. When he needs coordination, he taka uses one hand more. Okay, so it controls. So that's in the cerebellum is rather coordination. That's why you could stand upright, keep your balance, and move around. You see, this you don't do consciously, I guess. The cerebellum is not something that you consciously do. When you ride a bike and you stay balanced, when you stay balanced on a surfboard, so that's the cerebellum is doing that, I guess, right? You're not thinking. The thinking part of the brain is that, is the cerebrum. The brainstem keeps you breathing. That became famous, thanks to Rabbi Tendler and others, right? Right, brain death. This is the brain stem. What does it do? It connects the brain to the spinal cord. That's the svara. That when that's not working, even though you're punk breathing, that's what that shita makes that, hold like that. So this part of the brain connects this brain to the spinal cord, and that's in charge. That makes your body stay alive, breathing air, digesting food, and circulating blood. It's this part of the brain that's sending them. All the things we read about yesterday that the digestive system does is done because of messages that the brainstem is sending to do it. There's something saying do it. It's not stam happening. Okay, it's involuntary muscles in your heart and your stomach. It tells your heart to pump more blood when you need that koyach. It tells your stomach to start digesting the lunch. And everything we did yesterday is really coming from the brain. The brain stem. The brain stem sorts through the millions of messages that the brain and the rest of the body send back and forth. That's worse than my email.
How are these messages sent?
It's like electricity. We don't know. We don't know. Go. I think the best muscle I would think of is electricity. Pituitary gland controls growth. That's the hormones. That's that part of the body that makes you, that matures you. Metabolism. Some people are fat because something wrong with their pituitary gland, not because they eat a lot, right? And finally, the hypothalamus. I've never heard of the hypothalamus. That controls your body temperature. But again, what do you mean it controls it? Not in a physical sense, in a thinking sense. It's part of the brain. It's not, that tells your body to sweat when you're hot. And it tells you, because hot sweating cools you off. And it tells your body to shiver when you're cold. Okay? Then there's all the nerve. That's all the brain. These five parts, and that's what they do. I mean, it's so much more. I'm telling you, this is the simplest site. This is like a baby site for babies. The scientists could mamish they know which part. Here, this is from the book. Yeah, they mamish know. This is Tanua, Dibur, Shemiah. Reading upside down. Maga, like the mamish know which parts of the brain, and they could, in the science fiction books, or they're always like changing your memory because they're playing around with your brain. Yeah, I mean, here it's much more detailed. It's a bit more detailed than we're learning this. Okay, and then you have the nervous system, the spinal cord, the nervous system. This is the flow of the messages between the brain. It goes between the spinal cord and the nerves. That's called the nervous system. And the nervous system lets messages flow back and forth between the brain and the body. That's the nervous system, and it's... The device sees something falling and about to hit you. So my nerves and brain tells me to jump up and yell at you to get out of the way. That's the brain. The brain's... The nervous system is made up of millions and millions of neurons, which are microscopic cells. Each neuron, there's millions of them. Each neuron has tiny branches coming off of it that let it connect with many other neurons. When you were born, your brain came with all the neurons it will ever have, but many of them were not connected to each other. As you learn things, the messages travel from one neuron to another, over and over. It's called chazara. Eventually, the brain starts to create connections, pathways between the neurons, and then things become easier and easier. You remember? Think back to the first time you rode a bike. I'm thinking about driving a car. Like the first time, you had to think about pedaling and staying balanced. Like I was once convinced when I started learning how to drive. I said, I'm never going to learn how to drive. It's like I can't. All of these things, like. Look out the rear view mirror and the side view mirror and turn the gear. How much gas, brake, pedal, the gas pedal, forget it.
Without changing gear.
Yeah, right, and that's even an automatic. But as you get more practice, it's the neurons sends messages back and forth till a pathway is created in the brain. It like creates a path and it hooks up. And now you can ride your bike without thinking about it because the neurons have successfully created a bike riding pathway. And that's what now functions, and you do it like automatically. We didn't talk about the emotions. Then he has a small paragraph that Chavis HaLava spends a lot of time on the emotions. We'll learn it after Pesach. He says, the brain runs your emotions. That makes you happy and makes you sad. So where's that from? The brain has a bunch of cells on each side called the amygdala. Amygdala is Latin for almond, and that's what the area looks like. Scientists believe that the amygdala is responsible for emotion. It's that part of the brain. Oh, that's like I say, it's a sixth part of the brain. We talked about five till now. He talks about six. Again, they're not explaining how it works. It's like a nace. It's a nace, right? The brain tells you to be... The brain might, I guess, like the cerebellum might recognize, like a memory will make you happy. We talked about last year, who remembers the Shabbos HaGadol Joshua last year? That sometimes the memory could make you feel the emotion, right? That sometimes you will recall something and the memory makes you happy. You don't just remember, like I said, that you got married. You remember getting married, and then
cognitive.
Right, and then the emotion wells up inside of you. Right. So, and that's last year we said that's what CPCS and Simon is supposed to be. That every night you're remembering that we went out of Mitzrayim, and the night of Pesach you're remembering going out of Mitzrayim. Like you remember getting married. You remember Chas V'Shalom a bad thing happening. Okay, that's this. I think we'll go back to Lina Chavis HaLavas after Pesach. I don't know, it's amazing. The whole body, and the Chavis HaLavas holds it's a chiyuv to learn this. It's mamish a chiyuv to study it. So somebody said, when are you supposed to do it? When? I don't know, it's a good kasha. You could start with the Googling. Do it.
What are you supposed to do?
Let me do that. I'm the rabbi. I cover for you. I'll do it. I'll print it out for you. take this, take the digestive system, and read it. I was about to say read in the bathroom, but from now on, when we go to the bathroom, we're going to feel like we're learning Chavis Halonis. I don't know if you're allowed to read this in the bathroom. Okay, Mishnayos Pesachim, let's go.